WSET 544, WSEU 445, copy. WSET 544, monitoring. WR, WR 357, mobile. WSEY-842 mobile. WRVV690, this is WSSA 972, copy. WSFA 972.
WSBQ 996, calling WRWB 489. You out there this afternoon, Mike? Yeah, no copy on WRWB 489. It's WSBQ 996, monitoring the channel. WSFA 972 testing the radio.
WSAI 620. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
WRMQ 805, standing by.
This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810. I'm about at my destination, but I just wanted to say hello and let you know you're sounding good in the machine there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Talking off of the mountain.
I'm sorry, I got distracted here for a second. I got too much going on in the car. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for the information, and I'm talking off the Mount Clemens repeater.
Alrighty, very good. I know there were some issues with it yesterday or so. There was some intermittent garbage coming through it, but for the quick second there that you were talking, it sounded all right. I'm going to back out of here because I'm pulling up at my destination, but hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll do it again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 10, clear on your final.
Copy that, 810. Have yourself a good afternoon. You're sounding good at this end as well. 805 out. Hey Jack, is that you? WRMZ 294. Yeah, you're not quite making it in. I don't know which repeater you're using, but you're I hear it's you, Jack. I heard the Roger. But I couldn't make out the rest. It's all staticky.
So why am I on Mount Clemens repeater?
There you go. That's better. Yeah, I just hooked up my station here. I finally finished my move, getting all my radio stuff back together. So hopefully I'm making it in okay. It's just an antenna on the side of the house.
Well, you know what you're doing. I ain't going to tell you what you're doing and what to do either. Roger?
Yeah, you'd laugh if I showed you a picture. All I did was put a mag mount on top of my electric meter box, so I'm guessing when they go to read all of my data, I'm going to interfere with it, but hopefully not, but but it's just a temporary thing.
Like Eric said, who cares?
Exactly. Well, you're sounding good now. Where are you coming from or going to?
Well, I'm coming from the house, and I'm going to Santa Club on Game Mile. Roger, and I'm on Mount Clemens repeater.
Oh, Santa Claus, you're taking one of your grandchildren?
No, not today. They're still in the school. Maybe in a couple of days I'll take them down there. Oh, I'll take them down, Jocelyn Road, that big shopping mall down there.
Are that I'm thinking Canterbury Village. Is that what you're going to take them to?
You know, somewhere in there by that, I would say, what is that? Somewhere in there, there's a Jocelyn Road, there's a big shopping mall there. Roger?
Yeah, Great Lakes Crossing. Used to be a really big deal
back in the early 2000s, but now it's kind of a shadow of what it once was. I mean, you still have the movie theater there, but I don't know what else is there. I think people just go there to walk now. I know there's a food court in there.
Yeah, the food court is good out there. I ate a couple times there. You know how when you go walk around all that, you get hungry. So I ate a couple times there. And the Bassboro down there, too, it is a good sporting goods.
Yeah, they were really building that place up. There was a big golf dome there. Do they still have that big golf dome?
They do, but not in the wintertime.
Interesting. Yeah, I haven't been that way in a long time. Used to go there quite a bit back when it was, it was like, I'm going back to 2000 or whatever, late 90s. It was a big deal back then. Oh, you know, one thing that we took our kids to a couple of years ago, they have like a Sea Life exhibit, and then they have a Lego, I think they still have the Lego thing there.
So they still got that over there, the fishing and all that stuff. But you're sounding excellent. Don't take that antenna out. Tell Harry, tell him, who cares?
Well, this is a Nagoya 72. I'm probably going to replace it with a Comet 2x4, though, just to have a little bit more, you know. You can never have enough. But, yeah, I'm not too far from Mount Clemens now, so it should come in really good. All right, I'm gonna let you go. I need to get back to work, but I heard you out there, and now that I got my equipment back up and running, hopefully I'll be able to chat with you more. So I'll listen out. You take care. WRMZ 294 will be clear after you.
Dave, you take care and you have a good day, and good to hear from you. Anyhow, you got my phone number anyhow. Number, I don't know if you remember or not. You texted me before, so no problem. Anything you need, give me a text message, no problem at all. Take care. Have a good day. WRUG 48.
WSP 380 monitoring.
Station 380. How you doing? I haven't heard you in a long time.
I'm just standing by, Jack. I was running a little test here. I also have a Nagoya U2, but it's mounted on my stove in my kitchen, and it's mounted in a horizontal position.
You're sounding good. Well, I'm in the car driving, and I have 2x4, a common 2x4 antenna out there. Sometimes, I don't know, maybe when you're not speaking through the mic, it doesn't do any good. But when you speak to the mic, it does better. Roger?
Copy that, Jack. Okay, WSDH 380 on the site.
Good to hear from you and good talking to you. We'll talk again. WIUG 48, I'm clear.
Afternoon, Jack. WRNW 329.
Copy. WRNW 329, clear and monitoring.
WSB3560. Do you copy? This is WRAS504. WRAS504, clear.
Station 421. What's up, Jack? Talk to me. How was your day?
Gallon.
Yeah. Check you out there. Billy RYD 421.
I'm still here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, definitely a little bit better now. How are you?
Doing good. How about you?
All good. Just trying to finish work and then go get some food ready. Same old, same old. Trying to stay warm. Got a little snow out this way. Not much, but enough to make it feel chilly. What about on your end?
You got about a half inch of snow came down last night, and I woke up this morning. It was still there in the garage and the house and all that stuff. Anyhow, listen, I don't know if I don't think I'll be there this Saturday, Roger.
Okay, no problem, Jack. Thanks for letting me know. I'll catch you on the next one, and don't forget to bring that radio with you, the 390, next time. But we'll have a chance to talk before that, I'm sure.
I know, but I don't think Sean is going to be out there this week anyhow. Roger.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. I'll probably still go. Just get out of the house for a little while and go relax and hang out with you guys. If I don't see you, I'll catch you on the next one.
No problem. All right, buddy. Good to hear from you. You take care. And you have a good day. WIUG 488.
All right, Jack, you have a good rest of your day as well, and a good weekend. Take it easy. WRYV 421, clearing the frequency.
Yes, 504, listening to the channel.
WIUG, copy.
WIZX218, we're in the mobile, Jack. What's going on, over?
Oh, you're sounding good on the mobile. I'm on the mobile too.
Copy that. I'm over here in Belleville, at Menards. Go ahead.
Just want to see how you're doing. I got about half a snow last night. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I got about a quarter inch on the cars. Nothing on the street or the yard. It melted, over.
Good. You sound good, but a little bit choppy, that's all. Where are you on the DB20?
No, we're on the 40 watt that does 31, over.
You're okay, don't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about it too much because when you're driving, that's what happens. Roger?
Copy that. Yeah, I tested it. This radio only puts out 31, 32 on a good day, over.
I know what you're saying. I talked to Dan last night. Roger?
Roger that. Yeah, I didn't stay up to hear none of it. I heard it though earlier in the day.
Yeah, that in Cleveland, it really does a good job. I don't know how, but it really does a good job out here.
Yeah, you can just talk to you almost like me and you talk, over.
Right, like I'm talking over the phone. That's how he do it. I don't know how, but he does it that way. Roger?
Copy that. He's got a good line of sight to the Detroit repeater. across Lake Erie, so yeah, he makes the trip. Go ahead.
You know what? He even know the time he calls. That way, he sound good. I think he's got one of the Motorola 50-watt radio. What do you think?
Yeah, I believe that's what he said he's running. I remember now, yeah. I think he is, over.
Let me tell you something. He gets it on time, the way he wanted to talk, and everything is clear. It was as clear as yesterday, like I said, like you said, you know, talking over the phone. Roger?
Copy that, Jack. All right, I'm going to get into Menards here. I just pulled in. Still got a good signal. I'm stopped now. Should sound better with no static. Over.
You're sounding good. Anyhow, go ahead. You take care. We'll talk again. WIUG, 48.
Roger that. All right, yeah, we'll talk to you later. I'll get back home in the base. WIZX 218, and we are clear.
Station 488, this is WR8W, 478.
Go ahead, 478, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Jack. I just left work, and I'm over here at North Territorial in 3. With more legs, I can't believe I'm catching you and hitting my finger.
I'm on Mount Clemens repeater, and that's about, maybe I'm about 23 miles from Mount Clemens. Roger.
Driving
because it's cutting off a little bit, but you're okay. Your audio really excellent, Roger.
Great. I appreciate the feedback. I don't know if you heard me. I got my call sign this morning.
Congratulations. That's good. You got the call sign this morning. Go for it, Roger.
The morning drive through this, I'm aware of work, so I'm excited. I just got to work on yours.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm trying to get the phone number for the guys I know. I did it before. It was a long time ago. I'm trying to get it so now I can go online and do it. Roger?
Website. I think they put a list of testing sites there online.
I know what you're saying. Hi, Howard. You take care. I'm driving in a little bit traffic here. I don't know what it is, but it is the traffic. So we'll catch you later. And good talking to you. Always. WIAG 48.
Good talking to you, Jack. This is WIAG 478 monitoring.
WSCI 783 to station 392. Station 392, copy. WSCI 783, clear.
Station 544. Station 544, WIEG, Blade 8, copy. WIEG, Blade 8, clear.
WR357 mobile. You're not really making it in, you got a bad signal.
I thought no.
That's better. You're readable now, but you're about to noise.
Okay, I'm on the walkie-talkie and all. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Just headed home. Trying to miss the traffic here, and then, you know, looking forward to a chill evening. This is WRWR357, named Randy.
Yeah, WRZZ873, my name is James.
James, this is your first time using this repeater?
Nothing.
Well, you must have moved me because your signal kind of started breaking up now. Oh, I got my first accident that just happened right in front of me.
Nice. What happened?
Just people in a hurry, you know. I didn't really see it happen. I just come up on two cars, and they're all right. It's just minor damage, but a headache nonetheless.
Yeah, the only insurance claim something is going through the roof now.
Well, stay where you're at, because that signal's sounding better right where you're at right now.
Yeah, I can't prolong that. Okay, have a nice day, and I'm back quiet.
Yeah, same to you. Catch you on the air sometime later. This is WRWR357.
WSTD 439, monitoring.
Coming in loud and clear, this is WSTY 842, M21 eastbound.
Sounds good, sounds good. Sounds like we're both on the Flint repeater, probably.
Yeah, I'm still shocked that I'm on a Motorola HD that's sitting on the dash of my truck and I'm talking into the speaker mic. And I'm not needing to use my mobile to get into the repeater.
Yeah, I'm not far from Corona Road. I'm in Flushing. And, yeah, this repeater here in Flint's quite a good one. I believe it's on top of Hurley Hospital, but it has a quite a good distance on it.
I don't know if it's on top of Hurley or if it's on top of McLaren. I always seem to think that it was on top of McLaren for some reason.
That could be. I don't know. I think someone told me Hurley. But, yeah, I know they got a bunch of antennas up there when I drive by. So does McLaren, though. I'm not sure. McLaren's a little closer to me than Hurley is.
Yeah, McLaren seems to be the super spot for repeaters. Of course, I mean, they're every tall building gets a repeater sooner or later, I feel.
Well, wherever they've got it, it's in a good prime spot for me because all I have is two handhelds, and I talk all over the place on it. I have talked on the Flint repeater from Fenton and then out in Montrose doing a siren check out there. I didn't even think it was going to make the trip, but it did fine.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, I'm my current destination is Clio. We've been making GMRS antennas, external antennas today, for base station use. And I've just built GMRS base radios out of old Motorolas. I'll get those out. I'm going to have that stuff up for sale. I got a wide variety of Nagoya-style antennas in, and everything is tested on my DNA analyzer to make sure that it is working and not just time and junk. And I got a wide variety of jumpers and other GMRS-related paraphernalia.
So you got the Motorola base radios working on those for sale?
Yeah, I've actually got a couple of them ready to go right now.
and I'm probably going to have, probably next week I'll have a few more to go. Depends on how elaborate you want. If you just need simple, hit a couple of repeaters, where all the activity's at, they're not bad. If you want elaborate, they go up from there.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm almost ready to take my ham test. So I think if I'm going to get elaborate, I'll do that on the ham side. I'll probably go pretty simple if I do a base for GMRS.
Yeah, when you do your ham radio test, I should have some Oral XTS 5000 that are front panel programmable.
Are those for 2 meter and 70 centimeters?
They're mono band. You can pick what band you want. But, I mean, you can't make the characteristic of the radio change to a different band. But I have one for VHF, I have one for UHF. I've got HD1000. Those are a little older. Still great radios. With those, they have the option of what's called a public service microphone. So you have a lapel microphone with an antenna on it to give you optimum aerial use. And you won't need to use a large Nagoya whip. I'm talking on a 5.5-inch tall antenna. I put it on my analyzer and it's flat for quite a ways at about 1.2, which is amazing. And that's the antenna I'm talking to you right now on the dash of my truck as I'm going down the road.
I know you're getting a little stronger. The picket fencing in behind you is getting less and less prevalent. You're coming even clearer, so you're probably getting a little closer to Flint. But yeah, sounds good. Yeah, probably won't, if I do anything more for GMRS, it won't be fancy. It'll be just maybe a little upgrade in wattage. But right now the handhelds are doing very well. It just maybe I might take something with me when I go on vacation. It's a paceable but portable.
I also have a variety of Chinese mobile radios. Those are inexpensive, and they do GMRS, they do amateur radio. Those are multi-band. I got one in, somebody junked it to me because they blew it up and I repaired it. And I just ordered some parts. It should be done Monday or Tuesday. But it's a nice small radio, 25 watts.
Yeah, that's probably about the range I would use for a base station. I'm probably not get all the way up to 50. I mean, I'm doing 4 watts right now probably with this H3 and doing pretty well with it. Once I figure out what kind of antenna system I want for ham, and that's if I get my general license too, what I'm going to do probably with a tower or something like that, and somehow put with J-hooks, J-clamps or whatever they're called, 2 meter and GMRS off of that tower.
Yeah, I built a fantastic base antenna that's very flat for GMRS. I do a lot of precision tuning with them. They're 30 inches in height. They're very discreet. But if you live in an HOA and you get interested in radio, you got to be very careful what you do. Those homeowners associations are weird. So we do a lot of stuff. I built some stealth antennas too.
Yeah, roger that. I don't really need to be stealthy because I have my own house, you know, my own in Flushing. I'm not in an association or anything like that. But stealthy would be cool. I mean, just for aesthetics.
Well, that's good. You're in your own house because I gotta say it's awful if you gotta live under somebody's thumb. I like doing the construction equipment. It's pretty fun. I'm teaching another guy at my shop that works for me how to build stuff. We built an antenna for his house, and I ran out of supplies. Built a couple of big repeater projects I've got, so I ordered another spool of cable, coax, and a bunch of other connectors and that whatnot. I got about a Radio Shack drawer worth of various connectors and fittings, so I have a lot of stuff for resale. I just, the coax, I don't know how I run out of it.
Yeah, roger that. Probably because you're putting all kinds of stuff up. I guess it depends on, how many feet you need to use to get to where it's got to be. I'm on 3/4 of an acre. I got a huge backyard with 2 huge trees. Even a tree that comes around the side of the house that... Yeah, I could put a wire up in it, something like that, and then just go with something else off the tower. I'm still not sure what I'm going to do yet. I'm still looking at ideas.
Well, for HF, you could definitely do some crazy stuff. You could do... You hang a wire across from a couple trees, and give yourself some expansion, like isolation eggs with bungee cord or something, to allow the wire to have some tension, but yet when the trees sway, it doesn't break your antenna. I did do some tree antennas years ago, and they were very effective, but I haven't gotten on HF in a very long time. I may get back into it with the digital modes. It's hard to say. I wish the FCC would allow digital on some GMRS frequencies or get us some more GMRS frequencies for that. Because slow scan television is really kind of fun. And there's a wide variety of other fun stuff to do on UHF.
Yeah, I've never looked at the slow scan TV or anything like that. That's way beyond my comprehension right there.
It'll fall into place after a while. WSEY 42 for identification. It's just one of those things. It takes a minute.
Heard about it. I don't know what kind of equipment you need to get for anything like that, but it's probably kind of pricey, I would imagine.
You can get some software for the computer, like SSTV Open or something. There's some various software packages. And essentially, you can acoustic couple, literally see the transmitter next to the speaker, and watch to make sure your graph isn't too high, your audio out. That's how I do it. I use acoustic couple, and I use Droid SSTV on my phone, and send images, and I receive and decode images with my phone. And I use the radio to obviously transmit the audio.
Ah, roger that. I didn't think about my computer with the... with the camera in it and all that. Yeah, I guess that's probably a way to do it. I know there's all kinds of stuff that I, Geolink and all that other stuff that I haven't even even scratch the surface of as far as thinking about doing it.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool things. I got into radio just for experimenting. I like to build stuff, so. Oh my goodness. I'm on 21 down here in Flint Township, and traffic is crazy. They're just awful at their driving today. So normally I go through Flushing, but I don't know why I didn't tonight.
Yeah, roger that. It was like that yesterday. I don't know if it was because of the rain or what, like people haven't seen rain in a while or what. 75 was backed up bumper to bumper. I tried going around it to Elms Road and Corona Road and Linden Road, every place. Seemed like everyone was dead stopped, not knowing what they were doing or where they were going.
That's pretty much what we got going on here. Oh, we got a tow truck hauling broken down truck that apparently was hauling too many political promises. Let's see here, I need to go northbound I-75. Yeah, maybe it's just a 5 o'clock rush hour. Are they trying to figure out how to get home as fast as they can?
Yeah, it was going on at 3 o'clock yesterday. By the way, can you give me your personal and your license, please, so I can, if I need to contact you, and I need some ideas on antennas, I can contact you.
Yeah, name's Travis. I own the
Tennessee
Repair Salon. We got a variety of junk. But WSBY 842, and if you Google Time Computer Repair, you'll see us out there. Our Facebook, or I should say our webpage is awful. Way outdated.
Roger that. I didn't get the company. I mean, you were doubling with someone, I think, in there. But I got WSCY, and I didn't get any more than that.
Oh, yeah, 10 computer repair. 10 computer repair.
And then the end of the your license. I got WSCY, and I don't have anything more than that.
Station break and try to head. Go ahead.
Yeah, another station in there. Go ahead.
I guess they're not there. They were virtually there.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing because I was listening to that and was trying to get that info as well, and somebody kept beeping in WSFT308.
Oh, my name's Travis, WSBY842. Is that again for you?
Yep, got it that time. Appreciate it.
Is there a way to contact you on your webpage?
Yeah, there's a fill out a trouble ticket or request service forum.
Okay, roger that. I got some busyness going on here in the house. If you get something from Dave, WSDD 439, that would be me if I'm asking for, you know, like, any help once, probably won't be till springtime to worry about a decent antenna.
Okay, yeah, our GMRS, our special right now, our GMRS 30 stick is coming in at $40, and they're great. I like it a lot. It's a good performer. I'm perfecting my design on the bottom to hold my connector, so I'll see tomorrow what my new machine ends look like. And I should have them ready beginning of next week.
Roger that. Now, do you install antenna systems as well?
Not normally, but depending on the situation. I mean, it really depends on what you need. I don't really want to go drilling around in people's houses. Of course, in the amateur radio world, you get a window bulkhead that you can put your coaxes through. And I recommend with UHF that you have as few connections as possible.
Yeah, roger that. I'm going to have a radio room. I plan on drilling a hole through the floor, going through the basement, and there's a window that already has a vent going through it, and that's what I'm going to drill through, and that's going to lead me outside to whatever I do.
Yeah, just make sure that you get your any place you breach the structure is closed up so you don't have critters like mice or field rats coming through.
Roger that. I already thought about that. I'll put some of that foam that hardens up. I'll fill that hole right back up.
Might I suggest not just foam, but build a bit of something called hardware fabric, quarter inch squared, and make a mesh, then fill that up. Or bulkhead it with galvanized metal of some sort, sheet metal. Because critters will gnaw the foam up like nothing, and the mesh will stop them from getting through. If you get galvanized mesh, it should last a long time, especially if it's embedded in the foam. And then you'll have a warning that something's trying to make entrance.
Oh, roger that. Okay. Just an extra little layer so little teeth can't get through. Roger.
Yeah. Critters they'll dig that bone. They love it. I know because I live near the woods. And I got all kinds of stuff trying to enter my house. Sometimes 6 foot tall ones upwardly mobile.
Roger that. I have had a mouse here before, but not in a while. But we're not really, you know, I have a huge backyard. There's not a whole lot of woods, and I have a lot of neighbors' cats next door, so I think they put a kibosh a little bit to the mouse problem, but extra layer can't hurt.
I forgot to disable the band down feature on my Motorola. I didn't realize that I do have it muted out, but my radio's flickering or something. I think it's because I get a boop down again. I'm surprised I'm coming in any good because It's in the A-pillar, steel pillar on my truck, on the dash, up in the corner. Like, why would it radiate very well there? But it is. WSQ-8842, break for Mall MTV, Mail Plants on.
WSFT-308, yeah, you know, I've had good luck with steel wool and then putting in the foam around it because it kind of seals it up good, but I like the idea of the galvanized because, you know, it's just going to last longer. But I don't know how much that costs, but I know steel wool is really cheap. Is starting to break up, get a little poppy there. I don't know if you're headed away from the repeater or whatever, but starting to lose you a bit.
Yeah, I'm headed to downtown Clio. I just got off, what is that, 21? I just got off 75. So, I'm here in the bush.
I wonder if you could reach the Saginaw repeater better than the Flint repeater.
I don't know. You know, that's funny. I got a front programmable Motorola. I could probably type that in. I wasn't right.
The Saginaw repeater right now. Yep, good jacking with you. Appreciate the info. I'll probably be looking you up when I'm ready to set my system up. So, appreciate you. WS Flint Town 308. Clear.
Yeah.
And same thing here, Travis. Thanks for all the info. When I'm ready to get going here, maybe by then, hopefully, you can have some of that stuff on your website. Some of your samples that you have going up, or maybe something on your own. Thanks, sir, for all the info. Nice talking to you. Dave, WSDD439 in Flushing. We're clear.
WSFT308. Hey, Dave, if you're still listening, I apologize if I happen to cut in on you. I'm still really new to this thing, and I'm trying to figure out how etiquette works, but I hope I didn't turn you sideways. So if I did, I apologize, and look forward to hearing you again. WSFT308, clear.
No problem at all. That's what we're all on here for. Get as much information as we can. Have cool little discussions on how to make it a little bit more fun. Not a problem. You broke in like you're supposed to, and you added to the conversation. That's all that matters. Have a good one. WSDD439.
Copy, all signs. WSEG 849.
Thank you.
WSBTT77.
Whiskey Sierra Alpha Tango 788, monitoring from Bay County.
WSFS405, do you copy?
You already do, Joe. And you spend a lot of money on guitars, too. A lot of money on guitars. They're good. They don't know what's happening here.
WFTY 42.
WSBI 847. WSBI 847. WIUG 388, copy. WIUG 488 clear. WSTI 847. WIUG 488 clear.
Donald, you listening?
WRCY 565 on air.
Oh, sorry about that, Donald. I think I doubled with you. Hey, I'm on a little radiodity, what is it, GM30, down at the kids' house, and I wasn't sure I'd make Detroit from here, but how am I sounding?
Well, in proximity of where you are to Detroit, you're sounding just fine. A little hiss in the background, but you know, no, it's not affecting anything. You're sounding really good.
All right, very cool. I just wasn't sure how well this worked in here, so that's good. What are Bob's up there? Hey, Bob up there, you listening?
WRZP 544, Bob up in Sheboygan. Do you have a copy on this call?
All right, Donald, no big deal. I was just looking to demonstrate the link repeaters and all that stuff. But anyhow, not a big thing. There's plenty of other places a long way from here.
Copy that. I just knew his call sign off the top of my head. That's why I just gave it a shout. But, all right. Anything else?
No, we're all good. Thank you. I will, we're gabbing here about radio in general and stuff. And got other things to do, but I just wanted to see. I really just wanted to see how this thing was working in Detroit with Peter. I'll catch you later. After yours, WRUU 850.
Copy that. Glad I can help. All right, we'll catch up with you. WRCY 565, we are clear of the channel.
WSCI 847. WIUG 388, copy. Well, I guess not. WIUG 388 clear. there, 910. This is WIUG 48, copy.
From Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. How you doing, Jack? Ain't heard you in a minute. How you been?
You good? How about you?
Not terrible. A little bit chilly out here tonight.
Well, we're here. 32 degree weather.
I just got in the car a few minutes ago. It said 38. Drove about a mile down the road. Now it's saying 35. Cold, cold, cold.
Yeah, it is. How you doing?
Not too bad. Getting ready to go to work here.
You take care, and you have a good evening. Take it easy at work. Don't work too hard. W-I-U-G, baby.
I never do. All right, Jack, have a good one. Other station, I heard you in there. I think you doubled with Jack. You're real staticky, unreadable.
I think so. A station out there, 910. WIUG, what it is, copy. And in a station out there, I think I heard 910, 910. Are you out there? Well, I guess he's gone. WIUG, what it is. Try it one more time. WSTI 847. WIUG 48. Copy. Well, I guess not. WIUG 48. Clear. WSTI 847. WIUG 48. Copy.
Static there, say again.
It could be cold over there too. Colder than where you at?
Yeah, it's definitely cold. It's only 10 minutes from where I live. I'm actually almost already there. I'm actually in Bridgeport now. But yeah, the whole whopping 35 degrees.
Hi, buddy. You have a good evening. Keep warm. Take it easy driving. Take care. WIUG 48.
Yeah, copy that. You as well, Jack. Have a good evening. Nice chatting with you again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 will be clear.